I'm Richard Rose, president of the Atlanta NAACP.
So, Richard, it seems that Georgia has shattered the voter registration record with over 6 million. What is your response?
Well, that just means that those community groups like the NAACP branches all over Georgia have been doing their work. The mission of the NAACP is voting rights. That includes voting rights in other areas, housing, education, equal justice, and so forth. So we have been doing our work, as well as other groups like the Coalition for the People's Agenda, Georgia Stand Up, Pro-Georgia. Lots of groups have been working, including members of the various fraternities and sororities. So that it works. We understand that voting is the political power base and that we have to participate in the franchise.
What does this prove to you? What should the state take this as a message of being? Any kind of message at all in this?
Well, our next role is to make sure these people get back out to vote. And so what we want to show is that black and brown voters should not be ignored. They should not be taken for granted. And they should be recognized that all of us want our due share of the political pie. You know, less than 2% of the state contracts are given to black businesses, black and brown businesses. It should be better. 98% should not be relegated to white businesses. So that's the message that we need to send.
What's next, Richard?
Our next goal is to at least get a 75% turnout among black and brown voters for this election. Early voting starts Monday, and we will be in the streets trying to get people to the polls. That includes churches, 100 black men, every political group, every black and brown constituency will be engaged in voter turnout.
Richard Rose, president of the Atlanta NAACP, thank you.
Thank you, Maria.